This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Koester. North Korea test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles Wednesday, its second launch in less than a week. South Korea's military, which monitors such launches, says the North Korean missiles traveled a distance of about 800 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 60 kilometers, before splashing into the sea off North Korea's east coast. Japan's defense ministry said the projectiles did not enter Japanese territory and fell outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. Speaking to reporters in Tokyo, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suga called the launches outrageous, saying they threaten the peace and security of the region. In a statement, the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command said the launch highlights the destabilizing impact of North Korea's illicit weapons program. It is not immediately clear what type of missiles were launched. North Korea has tested several types of new short-range ballistic missiles since 2019. This launch comes 2 days after North Korea claimed to have test-fired a new long-range cruise missile. That was Pyongyang's first known missile test in about 6 months. Meanwhile, the South Korean presidential office announced that nation conducted tests of its own on Wednesday, firing its first submarine-launched ballistic missile. It said a domestically built missile fired from a 3,000-ton class submarine struck a designated target. South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended the launch, saying he believed the missile could be an effective deterrent to cope with what he called North Korea's asymmetric force, referring to the North's apparent nuclear capabilities. While Moon called North Korea's actions provocative, he said that the submarine missile test had been planned and was not done in response to the North's launches. You can find more on this story and more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union's chief executive called on member nations.